Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Life Inner Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Rojo. We got Polish Peter on the line holding it down too. And we got a cool topic today for you. And we're going to talk about decision making and how to really evaluate, like, is this the best thing for us? What's the likelihood of us getting what we want out of this? What's the ROI? Dude, I'm kind of excited about this, man.
Yeah, first and foremost, man, I noticed your background is all black. Are you like, all I see is your head.
It's back in black, bro. It's back in black. Well, it's because actually we did a one-day virtual Freedom Intensive workshop last week, and I had a backdrop down for the studio, and I just didn't take it down, man. So yeah, it's going to stay here for a little while.
Well, listen, the last we see of you, I think it's much better. So, I mean, I'm good with that. So yeah, just keep it. I just put that black background in front of you, not behind you.
Okay? You got jokes
today. Let's talk
right.
About this. So let's talk about this, you know, decision making, because a lot of times in our lives, we have some decisions that we need to make. And most of the time, think about it this way, whatever your top value system is, how you actually make the decisions matters, because it's going to create the direction in your life, which way you're going to go. And I feel like a lot of times people look from the perspective of what's the ROI to make that decision, and it comes back to money. But I think there is much more to that than we can actually decide, and we're going to talk about this on this particular episode because I think it's important.
Well, so let's kind of like look at this. Like, so, you know, I certainly know people that make what I would consider to be with that. And this is, listen, I'm trying not to be judgmental here, but like clearly when you see people getting results that are suboptimal or harmful to the goals they say they want to achieve, and they're doing things that are in direct conflict with that, you got to recognize, like, hey, maybe this person needs to kind of reevaluate how they're making decisions, and some of the criteria they're using to make those choices is not leading them to where they want to go. And so if you look at decision and the decision-making process in general, I think, you know, we have to kind of like dissect. Number one is like, what are we after? Like, what's the, and you know, we don't think of this consciously, but I mean, subconsciously, everything from like, hey, why do you brush your teeth? Well, because I don't want bad breath and I don't want my teeth to fall out and I don't want yellow teeth. Right. So there's still an ROI there. There's a goal you're after. Why are you going to the gym? You know, well, you know, I don't want to be overweight. I want to live longer. I want to feel better about the way I look. And so I think every action, every decision has an ROI. And yet so many people make bad decisions and don't get the ROI they're looking for. And so, like, what do you think is the cause of that, man?
Well, I think one of the biggest reasons, and we brought it up in life on the show a lot, is they don't have a clear vision where they're going. And I hate to bring this up again, but this is so important. Now, let me explain why that is. When you have a vision, right, what you are going after, where you're going, and when it's, you know, when we talk about here in Life and about vision, we're not just about business. It's about life. It's about marriage. It's about your kids. It's about everything, all the encompassing things for that vision. When you have that clear vision that you're going after, you start to make decisions based on, is it going to get me closer to that vision? So when you are looking from the perspective in that very moment, whatever the decision might be, and you have that vision in front of you, you go and start making the decision based on that vision. Now, what happens most of the time, and I've seen it so many times with people when we do the events and things like that, that they take to, because they don't have the vision, they make the decision based on their current circumstance. So I have this current circumstance going on that I don't want. Something is not working here. So I need to make a decision to go and change the trajectory. So let me give you an example. So let's say you are living in Michigan and your family is here and you know, you have kids, you got a wife, and your job is not making you a lot of money. And you're kind of frustrated and you don't want to have this job and you want to change it and you want to make something different. And then you start to apply and you get a job and it gives you twice as much pay. And now you're thinking about, okay, I got to move, but this job is in Texas. So now it means that I have to move to Texas. So now if I'm making the decision based on it's going to make me more money, then you end up moving to Texas. Now, what most people don't look from the perspective of, like, what is my vision? you know, saying, because if the vision talks about I'm close with the family, I am living my life in a way that it's, you know, whether it's my kids, my family, my siblings, my mom, whoever it might be, now that gets included in the picture. Because, you know, if that is the case, that that's how I want to live, now that's going to be an important aspect. So that's why I keep talking about having that vision for your life is so much important, because it's going to shift how you start to make decisions, not just from one perspective, but it's going to have a bigger picture to what you are going to after. Does that make sense, Mon?
Did you say mom?
Man, yeah, Mon. You know, that's my accent, Mon. It's a, now I'm moving into the I don't know, maybe it's like,
dude,
a little
bit. You
got
a Jamaican accent now, bro.
Jamaican, yeah, Mon. Yeah, Mon.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, no, it makes sense. Like, yeah, so if you don't, well, you mentioned current circumstances, but I also think it's like, you know, what are the people around me doing? You know, I picture, you know, it's such a frequently used image of, like, you know, your New York City street where everybody's walking in one direction and you're kind of walking the other way. You're kind of fighting against, like, the crowds. But you really got to, if you're not trying to go to the same place they're going, you got to kind of pick that for yourself. And you know, not having a vision really kind of, like, leads you along this decision-making tree that may not be the tree you want to be on. And you got to, you really got to kind of do this for yourself. And frankly, like, the decision-making doesn't become any, well, maybe it becomes a little bit easier, but more so it becomes more clear. Because, you know, it still takes effort to do all the things you say you want to do. And, like, the truth is, like, if you look at, like, you know, the, you know, if you look at, you know, entropy, right, this force that opposes our movement and, you know, momentum, like, it's, if none of us, like, our natural default for a lot of people is just to take the easy road and to live by default. And so when we do that, we're not going to get any closer to the things we want. We're not going to have the life we want. And so we have to kind of push against this stuff. And I don't know if it ever, you just got to realize it probably never goes away. You just always are going to have the good choice, the medium choice, and the bad choice. And, like, hey, I can get up and, you know, I can go work out, or I could, you know, the medium choice would be like, hey, I'm going to, you know, maybe I'll get on the treadmill instead of go lift weights. And then the bad choice is I'm going to plop down on the couch and have, you know, a gallon of Haagen-Dazs. And so I get, you know, you got these choices and the vision tells you which one it is, but you still have some element of, like, you still got to do it. And that's where, you know, we're kind of getting off topic here, but, like, this is where I think it's about around being around the right people and having the support, the accountability helps. Having the vision helps if you really, you know, visualize that and keep it in front of you and you remember what's most important to you. It can help push you off that, you know, off the edge, and, you know, if you're teetering on a decision. But the other thing I think it's valuable too is, you know, related to your vision, you kind of mentioned this as well, is like maybe picturing that ROI. Like, what is the out? And by the way, ROI, return on investment, it just means, like, what's going to happen as a result of me doing this thing. Like, so you invest money into a deal, your ROI is the money you're going to get back probably. But, you know, you invest into your relationship, what is that ROI? What's the result you're going to get? And as you focus on that ROI sometimes, like, that can also help you make the better decision if you're in question.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of times people discount the ROI that you can get from, let's say, having an amazing marriage or having an amazing relationship with the kids or having, you know, really great relationship with the Lord, kind of a thing, right? Whatever your faith is. So one of the things that I would encourage you to look from that perspective is that, you know, it's not just about the ROI and money, but there is different aspects to whether it's the faith, whether it's the marriage, whether it's the kids. And we talk about the value system, because think about it this way. I know for myself, when my life is good, when, you know, my relationship with my wife is good and where all those things are really well and my kids are happy and with me and blah, 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 and all those things, guess what? My business, my ROI, my ability to make money goes skyrockets, kind of a thing, because you show up differently. You are being in a different way. So what ends up happening is most people don't look from that perspective. That's why that vision, it is so crucial for people to have, because it gives you that direction. And then one other thing that we didn't mention is that calendar we talk about in this podcast a lot. Because now, if you have the vision, you put certain aspects into your calendar and you go and work out at 3:30 in the afternoon, then guess what? Whatever the decisions you are making, it's going to affect certain areas of your life because you only have 24 hours in a day. So when you start to see those patterns, right, how we live life, then when you start looking at the decisions of your life, it's not just ROI on, let's say, money, but there is so many different aspects that is going to keep you moving forward. Like, am I going to be missing dinner with my wife because now I have to put into this business deal of 24 hours a week? Because now, guess what? I'm going to have to put some 24 hours somewhere in the week. So what's that? What's going to be taken out of my calendar? So see how that starts to affect a lot of things. I feel like a lot of people don't think past that because of the fact that there is no that vision. You know what I mean?
Well, I think, yeah. So there's definitely, like, I think there's an ROI in everything, right? Like, so, I mean, there's an ROI of, you know, doing heroin, right? Like, really,
what's the ROI on that? I'm curious.
Well, it's like a euphoric sensation that you're going to, like, not be able to, you know, get anywhere else physiologically. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah. there is an ROI on every single thing you do. You are benefiting in some way. Like, mm-hmm. every single, I don't care if you're a chain smoker. I don't care if you are someone who, you know, you're a robber. You're, you know, I don't even do that. It feels like a kid with cops and robbers. But you're like, you know, if you're a criminal, there's an ROI. There's an ROI on every single thing you do. There's an ROI why you comb your hair in the morning, right? Like, so.
Is there an ROI why you comb your hair in the morning?
That, dude, there is an ROI. I don't have to buy shampoo and I don't have to spend money on haircuts. So, like, there's an ROI. So this is where, like, I think what a valuable reframe for everyone would be is, like, what is the ROI on my decision here? Like, why am I doing this? What's the benefit? And literally every single thing you do has a benefit. It's just that maybe that benefit
and the cost
isn't, and so that's the thing is, like, is this benefit, quote unquote benefit, this ROI, is it in alignment with what you want to really do, what you want your life to look like? And this is where the vision ties in. And let me also say, like, it's not a good or bad. It's not a light switch on off. It's a dimmer switch. It's a continuum. Like, hey, I can do the best activity. Let's say, for instance, your wife loves one kind of thing that you do. Like, maybe it's like, you know, she has a favorite restaurant or she, you know, really values quality time with you and loves going on walks with you or whatever it is. You have that spectrum, the continuum of, like, hey, I can do this thing over here and this is going to give me my maximum ROI. This is going to get me the furthest towards a great relationship with my wife. Or you have things all the way on the other side. Like, and some things are neutral. Like, you know, maybe she's not a gifts person, but, you know, it'd be neutral, right? It's not going to really get you any points. Like, for instance, my wife really doesn't like flowers. She's like, it's a waste of money. And they die anyway. So that would be kind of a neutral thing for me. And then on the other end of that spectrum is on the far end of the things that, you know, is a benefit to you, right? Like, if you go have an affair, there is a benefit to you. There's an ROI, and that is excitement in the short term and the novelty of it. And maybe it's a little exciting for the mystique and the mysteriousness of it, but there's a huge, huge cost to that as well. And so this is where you have to be so careful and weigh those very, very carefully. And is this getting you to where you want to be, right? So, like, on you know, are you going to do the neutral thing, the positive thing, or the negative thing that's going to get you further away from what's most important to you? And many people don't know what's most important to them. And that's why the vision is so, so crucial, because it helps you identify those things that previously maybe you kind of, like, either misjudged or you overlooked. And it's something that, like, I think will really keep you from maximizing, like, your life, you know, experiences.
Right. So, by the way, just so we're 100% clear, we're not promoting anybody cheating. Okay.
Oh yeah. I hope that was clear. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something that will change your life
when you choose to attend. And what I'm referring to is our Get a Life Getaway. This is a 3-day immersive training that Peter and I teach. And we walk you through the blueprint of how to create the detailed plan for the life you've always dreamed about. Peter, tell them what the event's like.
Yeah, so it is very personalized to you. You get to work on your own life. You let go of all the past hurts, and you actually get to create your life vision, create the life that you truly want. So how would they go about doing that, Bojo?
Dude, go to lifeinair.com, and you will see a tab for upcoming events. Click on the link. You'll read a description of the event, and then we will see you at the event itself. We do these all over the country. We do several per year, also virtually as well. And we would love to be there and walk you through this process to help you create the dream life you've always wanted. Let's get back to the episode.
So here's the thing. One other thing I think what ends up happening a lot of times when people don't have that clear vision, because guess what? Vision is helping you get somewhere, right? Moving forward, live the next level life, and whatever it might be for you. When people make the choices based on their current circumstances, what I think a lot of times happens that underlying reason, the deep down, if you keep digging down, what ends up happening is they make a decision in order to survive, in order to, you know, not be as, you know, maybe make life easier kind of a thing, right? As opposed to making life, let's say, simpler or leveling up or whatever it might be. So when you start to see the difference between those two decisions, what ends up happening is, just think about it this way. If you are looking to, let's say, grow your business, whatever that business might be, and the decision comes on, I'm going to go and partner with this particular person, whoever that might be. So why am I partnering with them? Well, I'm partnering with them because it's going to make my business easier because they're going to do this A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Now, if I don't have the vision and I don't have it in my vision, what's like, what is that vision going to look like in the partnership? It's because it's kind of like a marriage. Then guess what? I start to sometimes overlook some of the orange flags, the red flags with that particular person, because I'm just looking from the perspective that's going to make this thing easier.
And yeah, then easier and better are different things.
Yeah. And then over the course of, let's say, 6 months or a year or year and a half, you start to, in that partnership, all the red flags are becoming really red. And now we got issues in the partnership. So that's why it is so important to have these vision or like, what is my life going to look like in the next 5 years? You know, what am I, the partnership, where's the partnership look like? What kind of a partner? Who do I need to be in the partnership? Who do they need to be in the partnership? It's almost like a marriage. So you start to look from a completely different set of eyes when it comes to making decisions in your life.
So I think it starts with really identifying each of those different areas in your life. Like, hey, and we do this at the Get a Life Getaway. You know, what would a level 10 marriage look like? Like, you know, we'd wake up every morning and, you know, it'd be a hug, a kiss, you know, some sort of affection. And then, you know, we're going to spend some time together and we're just going to feel super close. And whatever that is for you, define it very clearly as much as you can based on what you want, what that ideal segment or that part of your life that it is. And then you can figure out the how, like on that continuum of actions and decisions, which of these will give me the greatest return and towards getting me there. Like, you know, you're like, if you, and again, like if you want to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, getting on the treadmill is not going to do it for you. You got to lift heavy weights. If you want to, you know, be a 26 mile, you know, 26.2, 24.2, whatever, or in a marathon, you're not going to be wanting to, you know, get up to 250 pounds of muscle. So like you gotta really tailor your approach to you, not on what other people tell you you should do, not on what other people, you know, reward you for, because ultimately like you need to be the one to, you know, reward yourself for being as closely aligned with like the perfect version of you. And by the way, the perfect version of you is doing the things that you value to get you the results you want to get, like the ROI you want to get. And so the decisions you make need to be kind of in alignment with that. And that's kind of like really the trick, I think, is like you have to break out of it. You know, number one, you got to create some vision for yourself. You got to break out any social constraints or whatever constraints you may have or limiting beliefs that this is possible, and realize like, listen, every single every single thing. Like there's zero new about your life. Someone else has been through it. Somebody else has done it. I don't care if it's like anything from, you know, it literally doesn't matter. Like someone has done it before you, and you can learn what those steps that led to that outcome. And if it's an outcome you don't want, you can see what they did and be like, that's not what I'm going to do. And if you see something that is really aspirational that you want to achieve, you just look at what they did, and that's how you get there. Like it's fairly simple. And we tend to just overcomplicate it.
Exactly. Yeah. So hopefully we kind of resolve some of those, you know, things that you might be thinking about. How do I make those choices? And, you know, sit down and write some form of the vision for yourself, you know, for your life. Because I think a lot of times what we end up doing is if you have a business or you have a W-2, we ultimately make the decisions in order for what? Life. It's not a business. It's not a job. So that's why I would encourage you to sit down and write down that vision for your life.
That's it. Hope you guys enjoyed this. We will see you next week, everyone. Like and subscribe. We'll catch you soon.